Shalom Aleichem, Sabita's friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Maraz Yishayichu. It's Moshe Rabbein Beshtin Reis on Moshe Mordechai. And Chayo Chavit Vega Bas Michal Dispasia, Psachim Chavhe, Amr Biankif, Amr Biyechanan, Bechom Israfim Chutz Mehatzia Sheva. You're allowed to be misrape with anything, get healing with anything, except for the tree of Avodah Zarah, Sanya, etc. We're skipping a little bit. Rabbi Lezer Aimer, Imnam Rabbechol Mavshecha, Imnam Rabbechol Modecha, Imnam Rabbechol Modecha, Imnam Rabbechol Mavshecha, Eloi Malacha, Imishcha Adam, Shechaviv, Shekufo Chavi, Elav Mimimene, Lekachneam Rabbechol Mavshecha. So it says both, Rabbechol Mavshecha, Rabbechol Modecha. B'chol nafshcha means even you have to give up your life. So why do you say b'chol modecha when you have to give up your money? And it says you have to give up your money, b'chol modecha, why your life? In other words, just write whatever's greater, and that's it. And then you know memela, you have to give up the other one. Just write whatever is more chashiv. So it's telling you that there's a person whose body he loves more than his money, give up your body. If you love your money more than you love your body, then give up your money. Whatever is chaviv to you. So we see from here that a person has to give b'moseiros hanefesh in order not to be oved avodah zarah. And since he's misrape ba'atzei hasheira, he's misrape with this tree that was planted for avodah zarah. They put an Avodah Zarah under it, and it's Asur Bahana. So as that tree, the din is that if you use it, if you're misrape, if you get healing properties from it, so then you're like being Modeh Avodah Zarah. It's as if you're admitting the veracity to the truth of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore one must first die. Chol Mavshecha. Zok Tesvis. Achutz me'asya asheira. Nira l'ri, so the Ri explains the statement of Rabbi Yechanan. The Ma'arika gave in Chani Yochol Yisrav M'sharitzim Elavazeh. The Yisr is dafka in such an instance that dafka the Eitz asheira is merape. Shimotos sug Eitz eino shel asheira eino merape. As a sul l'prape me'asheira. That if that type of tree that's not an Asheira isn't Merape, then you're not allowed to use this tree. Go Cheni Yochel Yisrape Mishar Eitzim Elavazeh. Go Naidei Shedim Mishum Davar Acher. So then he's being misrape, they shade him with Avaracha. And he's going to come to being mistake. He's going to follow the Avodah Zarah. But if there are other Eitzim of the same type that are merape, he can be merape b'shel Asheira, because he's not going to come to ascribe to the Asheira Paris. He knows that this type of Asheira heals. Therefore, he's not going to say it's because the Avodah Zarah. He's going to understand it's this type of tree. But if other trees of the same category are not merape, then he's not allowed to use the Satsi Asherah, because then he's going to come to attribute powers to Avodah Zarah. He's going to come and serve the Shadim or whatever else it is that's he's using, whatever. Today they have all these natural medicines and from the Far East with Avodah Zarah. There's a lot of discussion, halachic svarim, the status of these various treatments. Zok Tosfos weiter, v'gam ben dama b'avodah zarah, perek sheni, shenashchu nachash shebo Yaakov ish kfar tzchanya l'rapoisev, lo anicha rabbi Yishmael, mishin da pikosas nashchu. Yav a gemorin avodah zarah, that there was a Maisa with a Ben Dama, that he was bitten by a snake, and a person whose name is Yaakov, that was an Apikoris, was coming to heal him. Rabbi Yishmael didn't allow it because Apikoris is something that just drags you along. You know, it's gonna lead him astray. So we see that even to be Misrapi Stam is Aser. Because the Yerushalmi explains in Shabbos that Rabbi Yishmael answered because he wanted to, this Yaakov wanted to whisper this name, this incantation. But if he would have been wanted to be Merapi in a normal way, it would have been Mutter. So he wanted to use a foreign name, he wanted to use some of a Zara name. That's not permitted. But if there's a doctor who's healing in a conventional method, then it's permitted. So Mar says in Avodah Zarah that the person's name is Yaakov, is an Apikoros, comes from Merapi, Rabbi Abo. He puts some medicine on his leg. If you see, regular refuah is okay, like the Apikoros. So we have here in Tosfos that two things. Number one, you can't be healed by an Eitz HaSheira if other types of Eitzim of that category, other Eitzim of that category, are not Merapi. You're not to be Misrapi with this Eitz because then people are going to come follow over to Zara. But if this is a tree that heals, then you're allowed to use it, even if it's an Eitz HaSheira because it heals in for. Other Eitzim also heal of the same category. You're not going to ascribe any powers to the Avodah Zarah. And you're also not allowed to be treated by a doctor who's going to use whisper some type of lachash. But if it's going to be through conventional means, then it's permitted. So it doesn't matter that the doctor's an apikoros. The important thing is that he's using conventional means. So also when you have an Eitz HaSheira, if you're using it for conventional healing, then it's fine. As long as, again, there are not other trees. There are other trees of that type that that also heal. The Ran argues with Tosfos. He writes as follows: "Will be Rishalmi Perkin Ma'amidim Le'Mash Malchi. Da'asim Arminim Behediyah Shafilu Amelu Haveli Havei Olin Stam Behebilo Me'atzeh Sheira Yomus." While you surround him, Mishmamin at the time, Allah Mishum Dotsa Lam Shuchi Basra, Lam Shishu Over Al Lav to Laid Bak Biyat Homu Men Acherim. Afogab to Lesse Al Lav away the Zara whom Mamish. Bekulu Lavi Dila Amri Harig Val Yavor. Chen Rabban and Ami Armor the Chutzmi Avoid the Zara Gila Arias Shrikhus Damim. Bekulu Lavi Begila Arias and Minidi Harig Val Yavor. Vachir Mucha Besoif Peru Ben Soire Umoire. To follow the Avodah Zarah, that's not the chashash, but rather, it's because v'lo yidbak b'yadcha mu'um min acherim. You have to stay away from Avodah Zarah. And therefore, we see in Yerushalmi that if somebody says to him, the doctor says, bring me leaves, and he brings me'atzeh asherah, he should die and not be misrap, even though you see that it's not, the doctor wasn't looking for atzeh asherah, he wasn't looking for anything Avodah Zarah dik. The person's not going to come to be Amshuche Basra, and yet it's still Aser, because of Loyid Bak Bumin Acherim. You're not allowed to connect to Avodah Zarah in any way. And even though it's only a lav, Afogav Delese El Alav, it's not a lav, but nevertheless, Avodah Zarah Hum Mamish, it's Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's a Yehareg Val Yavor. And the rabbis also say, It had to be misrabbed with everything. Chutz Megillah Rai Shulch Samarei Dezara. And you know, it'll be misrape, even if it's only a lav. Like we have in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Bavus de Gemara, that there was a man and he was lovesick. And the doctor said the only takan is that he should have relations with her. And the rabbi said, let him die. No relations. Usher. He said, all right, let him at least talk to her. No. I'll let her at least stand in front of him naked. No. Talk to her, no. So we're only dealing with lav, and nevertheless, it's he has to die first. And so l'chayr, we see from here that there's a machlekes between Tosis and the Ran. And if we say this din of Yehareg Val Yavor, Avizrayu deGimel Aray deGimel Averis, Shadas had Tosfis, deLo Yamrin and LaHachdina, Ela Bavoy deZara Mamish. The opinion of Tosis is that we only say this din of Yarei Vayavo, if it's not one of the three Averis. And the Ran said, even if it's Avizrayu. Even if it's Avizrayu, in other words, the Rabbi Tosfos, according to Tosfos, we're concerned that he's going to follow the Avodah Zarah. That's why we forbid him to be healed with the Atzei Asherah, because he's going to follow the Avodah Zarah. But otherwise, if it would just be Avizrayu, it wouldn't be forbidden. So the Ran holds that even Avizrayu is aser. And that's how the Ran's arguing with Tosis. Tosis holds Rak Avodah Zarah Mamish is aser. And the Ran is holding even Avizrayu is aser. And we see that also in the Meiri, who's coming Lafuke Mishitas HaTosfos. And he says that even Avizrayu, and therefore he misrap matzei asher, etc. And gilai rai is not mamish in ervo. In other words, it's even avizrayu. And Tosis holds no, it's mamish avodah zarah. But Tosis is nishklor. Why not? Because in Tosis, we see the issue is he might come lemitei basar avodah zarah. That's a chshash, he's going to come and follow the Avodah Zarah. So how do we say that it's Yehareg Val Yavor? In other words, if the machlok is between the Ran and Tosfos is that according to the Ran, even you have to die for Avizrayu, even the accessories of Avodah Zarah, and according to Tosfos, it has to be Avodah Zarah Mamish. Seems like that's what the Ran's arguing. The Ran's saying, no, you're holding Avodah Zarah Mamish, I'm holding even Avizrayu. But you see in Tosfos that it's not pshat that it's Avodah Zarah Mamish. You see that the pshat in Tosfos is that it's even bus of that you're going to come to follow the Avodah Zarah. But it's not mamish the Avodah Zarah, but it's not mamish Avodah Zarah. It's not the Aver itself of Avodah Zarah, it's that you were the chash, you're going to come and follow the Avodah Zarah. But it's not Avodah Zarah mamish. So what's pshat in Tosfos? In other words, according to the Ram holds even Avizrayu. Not like Tosfos, who apparently holds Avodah Zarah mamish. But Tosfos doesn't say Avodah Zarah mamish. Tosfos says that you're going to come, I'm quoting the Lashon of Tosfos, the Asi Lemite Basar Avodah Zarah. You're going to come and follow mistakenly Avodah Zarah. So now we're not talking about Avodah Zarah Mamash. We're talking about him coming to follow the Avodah Zarah. That's the concern. And in the Kur Aryeh, Erot Gefrekt, Shelashitis HaTesvis, why does the Gemara say this Isser in the context of the Atzei Asherah that are Asher Bahanam and HaTorah, as it says, V'Ashereyim Tisrufun Ba'ish? Why doesn't the Gemara say, Asher L'Srapas Af B'Mayon She'Oiver Lifnei Avodah Zarah? Oy behar she avdei la avodah zarah. She'enai neser behanah da havi mechubar. Avodah zarah 50:45a. Nevertheless, since there's a chshash that asi lemitei basar avodah zarah ye asru. Gam eil l'srapos ben l'shitas ha-tesfis. So we don't understand how come, according to Tosfos, that the Vortage are going to come to follow it mistakenly. So don't bring me the shtarka lav of an asherah, where it says v'asher antisufum beish. Tell me even a river. Sheover lifnei avodah zarah, that's passing by an avodah zarah, or a mountain that was served. So that's not aser v'hanah, it's mechubar. Nevertheless, the chshash asi lemitei baser avodah zarah, going to follow the avodah zarah. So here also there should be an isul ripui, the shitas hatesfis. Why doesn't the Gemara use that example? Also, we'd like to understand the Maharam Chalava. So you have the Chayra Stira in the Maram Chalava. To begin the Maram Chalava, it's Mavur, we see that he holds like Tosfos. That it's only when he says, bring Olin Shel Avodah Zarah Dafka. And therefore, Mutter Loi L'Srapos Al Yidei Sam. Lashem Maram Chalava. Dafka b'she'amar loy, havei olin shel avodah zarah. It's only if he says, bring the olin of avodah zarah, but if he says, olin shel ilan pliny, and he only finds shel avodah zarah, it's mutter. So that sounds Tosfos-esque. That sounds like Tosfos, that as long as he's not going to come and follow the avodah zarah, it's mutter. And here he didn't ask specifically for what belongs to avodah zarah. So that sounds like Tosfos. As long as he's not going to come follow the Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. So if he asks for olin stam, for regular leaves, and he brings him that of Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. Misoif dvorav nira, like the Ran, the Yehar Gval Yavor is even with Abizrayu. That's why he says, Avahos ratzen ami hi yidach, perakein ma'amidim rabo, ramalei rabbi Yaakov minas sam b'shukar rabbi Abo, was healed by this Yaakov, who was a min, with a sam, with medicine, in the market. And we also find by Gilei Arayis, that it's Aser if it's Abizrayu. So l'ch'oira dvarim soisrim zeh. First, he sounds like Tosfos. That only if there's a chshash you're going to come to follow it, you're mistakenly going to follow the avodah zarah. And then weiter, he sounds like Iran, that it's also even Abizrayu. So there's a sefer that one of my favorites, I don't want to say my favorites from, I've said that about a lot of sefer. But this is Mamish, one of my favorites from. I love this sefer. It's called the Be'er Elchanan. Now, Chas v'Shalom, I should be guilty of hubris. I didn't write it, and I couldn't write it. And I'm just glad that I know how to write letters. I thank my Mora for teaching me how to write. Very nice of her. Kita Aleph Ayd Mora Sara. So a shout out to Mora Sara. Kita Aleph in MDS and about 1976, 77. Anyway, so this was written by Hagoyin Rebbe Chanan Konstadt, was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas called Teire in the Bayit Vegan neighborhood of Yerushalayim. So he is a Sefer. I wish he would have more Svarim. And we know the Sefer is also a Sefer of Musar, I think, but he has said the Sefer of in Gemara is the only Sefer I'm aware of. The Be'er Elchanan is also a beautiful cover, beautiful orange cover. Any event, recently I saw a copy. I was davening in the Groshul. And in the courtyard, I saw a copy of the Sefer and had no name in it. I was thinking maybe somebody was mafkir and I could take it home. I didn't, you know, shash kzeila, I wasn't sure. After I was asked to shayla, and I think I was told that it was okay, but still, I didn't feel comfortable. In any event, I have it on the Yetzer HaChachma. So, going with Elchanan Konshtat says as follows. But the Yisod of the Din of Yehari Vayavra B'Vedizor is learned from the Pasuk of Yavtah Tzah Shem Elokecha. The Ran explains, Shekol HaKoyfer B'Vedizor HaMuidah B'Chol HaTeiru Kula U'Bot Tolig Irku Iker HaVosu Yishal HaKodesh Baruch Hu V'im Kein Min HaSvor HaYanir. So, Yehari Vayavra B'Vedizor is that you should love God. And the Ran explains that if you're Koyfer B'Vedizor HaMuidah, you're Muidah B'Chol HaTeiru Kula, and that's how you love God. So it's V'Havtah Tzah Shem Elokecha. You love God even if it means dying for Him, and not serving Avodah Zarah. If you're koyfer about Avodah Zarah, you're moideh b'chol haTorah kula. Avazoi, this Torah would appear that since the Torah is megalah, should be searched Avodah Zarah, the din is yahar gval yavor. So hu adin avizrayu b'chlal din zeh, that's also included in the yisur of Avodah Zarah. Just since the reason of the din of the yahar gval yavor is because of the pasuk of v'yahavtoh. So we have to be mechalek between Avodah Zarah itself and Avizrayah Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah itself, it's be'etzim a stira to the mitzvah of Ve'ahavto, of loving Hashem. But Avizrayah, the accessories of Avodah Zarah, it's not mamish Avodah Zarah, but it's similar to Avodah Zarah. So yesh lodun behem, that it's not a stira to the mitzvah of Ve'ahavto. And therefore Tosfos writes that if you're going to come follow the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to be misrape, because that itself is a stira to the mitzvah of Ve'ahavto. That including the mitzvah of Avtah, you're not allowed to do a maisa that has a sofek, that has a chshash, that you're going to come to be toyeh achar avodah zarah. But that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Avtah, there's no din of yehari gval yavor, that this din was said only in the surim of avodah zarah. It was only said in the surim of avodah zarah. What was said only in a surah of Avodah Zarah? That it's a stira to Ve'ahavta. Say Ve'ahavta, not Ve'ahavta, because that's the correct way of saying it. Ve'ahavta means in the past, you loved God in the past. Ve'ahavta is a commandment, you should love God now. There's no Yehar Gval Yavor, not to be Mekayim Ve'ahavta. That's only when it says, that's only talking about the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. It's a mitzvah to love God. It's only when it's an Israel of a Zara that you have to die for it. And therefore you can't be Misirape unless there's an Isra Lav of Lo Yidbak Biyodcha Mu'umim and Acherim, which is Avizrayu David Zara V'tervayu Tzrichi. We need them both, like the Maram Chalava said. Maram Chalava said that it has to be Avizrayu David Zara, and it also has to be that you're going to be Basar Lemiteh, you're going to come and make a mistake. He doesn't say that Lashon. But he says that as long as he doesn't specify the leaves of Avodah Zarah, if he says leaves stam, and all he finds is Avodah Zarah and he brings it, it's mutter to use it. Because the chashash is, you're going to come to be toya basar avodah zarah. You're going to come to make a mistake. But there also has to be an iser of lo yidbak biyadcha mu'um min acherim. That's how he says at the end. That's what he says at the end. Filo hachi yasa mishim to lo yidbak biyadcha mu'um min acherim. The avodah zarah b'chol avizrayu kama rachman. Because avodah zarah and all the accessories. So it needs to be both. It needs to be both. That you're gonna come to follow it, and also that it's gonna be a lav of lo yidbak biyadcha mu'umim min acherim. So if he doesn't specify the avodah zarah, that it should be an avodah zarah leaf, then you're not gonna come and follow it. So therefore, it's Adam's mutter. if he specifies an avodah zara leaf, and it's also avodah zarayu, because of lo yadch yidbak biyadcha, melo tasu, so it needs to be both avodah zarayu and that it's you're going to come and follow it. That's the those are the conditions for it being a harag bal yavo. And that's why it's only an Isra and Atzi Asherah, not Mayanu Nar. Because there also has to be an Isra of Avodah Zarah involved. If it's not an Isra of Avodah Zarah involved, then it's not Asa. There has to be a Lo Yidbak Lo Yadcho Mumin Acherim. There's no Avodah Zarah, there's no Yar, if there's no Lo Yidbak, no Lav. And it's not Yarek Vayaber, it has to be a Lav. And in addition to that, there also has to be a Chashash that you're going to come follow the Avodah Zarah. But if there's no lab, like for example, if it's a mechuber, then it's not going to be also. That's why the Gemara doesn't give the example if it's something mechuber. And we have here a machlekes ran teisvis, according to teisvis that you require both. That din yarg val yavor of avodah zarah is talui. If there's a stira to Avos HaMakom or not, and therefore the din of Avos Zarah is taller, and there's a chashash and the yitar arach over the zarah v'seis ol mitzvah v'ahavta lo. So it has to be a stira to v'ahavta, and therefore, if it's Avos Zarah, there has to be a chashash, and you're going to come follow the avodah zarah, and that's going to be a stira to v'ahavta. Das Haran is not all Avos Zarah is including Yarag Vayavor. Even more, it's not Soiser the Ve'avta. The Ran holds Ve'avta is a Gilui, that Isra Avodah Zarah aren't included in the Heter of Achaiba. And therefore, all Averas of Avodah Zarah are Aser. Ubiyeter Biur, it would appear that Yish Lestapik be Yisod Hachdina. The Harag Vayavor be Gimel Averas. What's Pshat? In the Harag Vayavor and the three Averas. So what is the pshat in Yaharig Vayavar Begimel Averis? It's pshat that you would understand on your own you should be Meiser Nefesh and not be over an Avera. And then we have Xeris HaKosuf to stay alive with all the other Averas. And the Gimel Averas, there is no Xeris HaKosuf to help to tell you to stay alive. Or no? Maybe you shouldn't die for all the other Averas. Because with the Gimel Averas, there's a Svara that you should die. Where do you start? You start that you should die for all Averas. And Gimel Averis, and you have a heter for all the other Averis to stay alive, and Gimel Averis, you stay with the original din that you die. Or no? The pshat is that you live for all the Averis, and then we have a special din of the Gimel Averis that you have to die. In Tyson Sanhedrin, the find Dalit on the base, what it says that Ben Noach is Mitzuva al Kiddush Hashem. The harag v'lalavra of a zara, frek teisvis, I v'chay behem is a Jewish pasuk. So what's pshat? But the Gemara has a suffix about a Ben Noach if he's chayiv limser nafsho al kedushas Hashem. Barur that he's chayiv. Why is it barur that he's chayiv? Because the v'chayiv b'hem is for the Jews, not for the goyim. It's our pasuk. So in the Mela, it's barur that a goy has to die al kedush Hashem. So what's the suffix b'chlam? Yishloimar d'dom alo yitzrach v'chayiv b'hem al kechav lo neil of shar mitzvah meretzach v'nam urasad afilu b'tzina yahark v'yavu l'kulei alma. Tosis answers that you need v'chay behem. to patter one from a serious nefesh, not because of a svara that you'd assume otherwise you would have to die, but rather I would learn from Rotzeach HaNa'ar Mu'urasa that there's a din that the person has to die. Bitsina. Even bitsina, even in private, a person has to die for the other mitzvahs. A person has to die for it in order not to be over on these averis. So you would say, just like there he has to die, otherwise, another case he also has said, therefore you need the chayvim to tell you no, he doesn't. By a ben noyach, where you don't have that he has to die, you don't have a paradigm like that, like Rotzeach HaNa'ar Mu'urasa. They have to give up their lives. So, you would say that he's not mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. So you see from Tosfos that Svar Chitzayna, you would assume, the basic assumption is that you don't have to be mitzvah nafshu al Kiddush Hashem. So now it appears that's the machloket between Ran and the Tosfos. Tosfos is a shitas in the minasvara. We don't say yaharig in order not to be ever nisir, and it's a chiddush in the gimel averus that you have to be narag. And therefore Tosfos holds that only if it's a steerer to the mitzvah ve'afta you have to be mitzvah as nafshe. And therefore, when a person's honest about the avodah zarah mamish, or even avizraya, when the zechshashit is going to come to be toyach avodah zarah, but the Ran holds that the din of yaharig ba'yavar b'gimel averus is because kenu minasvara she'ein lavar avera. Iran holds that the din of Yarg Vayavar begim laveris is because that's menasvar. You shouldn't do any aver, you have to die. Just normally, we have another case, we have a heter of a chayvahim. By Avodah Zarah, you don't have a heter of a chayvahim. So as long as it's included in the category of Avodah Zarah, the person has to die, and therefore it's even Avodah Zarah. Tosfos holds, no. There's a chiddush that only if it's a stira to Ve'avtai, a person has to die, and therefore. It's only a stira to ve'ahavta if he's going to come, not only is it of Yisrael, but he's also going to come lamite. He's also going to come to Fali of Yisrael. But the Ran holds that no, that Yisrael Chitzani, you would die for all the averis. You just have a heter of a chayvim by the other averis. But by Avodah Zarah, there's no heter. Remember, anything included in the category classified as Avodah Zarah, you have to die. That includes even of Yisrael. And Tosfos brought a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that he has to be Moser as Nafshoi for Gilei Arayis, even if it's a Loisusei, even if it's not Mamish, an act of Gilei Arayis, even if it's Dab Izrayu. So this works even according to Tosfos, because the Yisod HaDin Yehar Bal Yavor by Gilei Arayis is not Mitzat Ve'Avta, but rather it's a Chil Dimsor as Nafshoi, even on Loisuseis. And the place is my dad that any less to say of Gilei Arayis is included in that. And never that would even include the case of the woman. The problem is, as we discussed in a different share recently, that talking to her me'achorei together isn't even a less to say. We learned through a letter of the of Rav Soloveitchik and the Igros agreed the very beginning of the Sefer, first shtickle, where he talks about this. So that's something that has to be clarified. But what we're saying here is that the only argument between Tosfos and the Ran is the Gabi Avodah Zarah, where it's a stira to Ve'avta. So in the Mela, the Tosfos said it has to be a stira, it has to be bus, us, you're going to come to follow it. And the Ran says, no, it doesn't have to come to follow anything classified as Avodah Zarah is already Aser. And but where Gilei Arayis, anything that's classified as Gilei Arayis is going to be Aser. Tosfos and the Ran agree to that. And therefore, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, everyone agrees to, of course, that. Anything related to Gilai Rice is going to be Asur Deyusei again, not even a laugh. You're just even speaking to her. And the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah 5:7 writes, "Minayin shafilu makom sekonas tefach tein orach chatzim shol shvero shenamar v'ahavta." It's mashma that he includes all Gimel Averis in the pasuk of v'ahavta. Now we're saying that. Now, the Ran says that Avodah Zarah is a stira to v'ahavta. But Gilai Rice is in a stira to v'ahavta. Gilai Rice, you have to die because we learn from Naamar Murasa. Gilai Rice and anything related to Gilai Rice, you have to die. Not because it's a stira to v'ahavta. So, Tzarechi and Al Rambam. And Ritz Hashem, in a future shir, we'd like to discuss the Rami Yisrael Torah 5:6. Very interesting. And still a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. So please stay tuned, and we'll see you in the flows. Shalom, shalom.